Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has slammed the government's economic response as mortgage holders brace for another rate hike. Economists are tipping the Reserve Bank will add another 25 basis points to the official cash rate when it meets today.
In the last 8 months, is that every economic decision they have taken has contributed to an upward pressure on interest rates. So it means people will always pay more for their mortgages under Labor.
The number of lives lost following two major earthquakes in Turkey and Syria has passed 3,000, while it's estimated around 14,000 people have been injured. The United Nations is coordinating an emergency response. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says many of the impacted communities were already in need of humanitarian aid.
I want to convey my deep sadness about the devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. I extend my condolences to the families of the victims.
Officers from the Australian Transport Safety Bureau will spend the coming days trying to determine what caused a large air tanker to crash in the state's south. Two pilots on board the 737 walked away from yesterday's crash in the Fitzgerald River National Park, south of Ravensthorpe. The plane came down after taking off from Busselton to help tackle a bushfire in the area. New Zealand's Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has touched down in Canberra in his first official overseas trip since taking over from Jacinda Ardern. He'll meet with Anthony Albanese at Parliament House this morning. In sport, Aaron Finch has announced his retirement from international cricket after more than 250 games and nearly 9,000 runs. Australia's longest serving and most successful men's T20 captain says it's been an amazing ride.
Now is the right time to call it, and I'm grateful, I'm thankful for everything that I've achieved.
And Wildcats star Bryce Cotton is among the favourites to be crowned the NBL's most valuable player at tonight's ceremony.